Crazy Porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy. Scatly-dee-bop, shabba-dooey. You'll revel in hilarity. It's pork therapy.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Pork Therapy.
This is Mike.
This is Stephanie, and this is another exciting episode.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know how exciting it's going to be, but
it's
there will be
episode.
Lots of giggling. That was a contrived giggle. I can do better than that.
Tee-hee!
Mike, what about you? Give me your best giggle.
I don't know. What I just did a giggle? No.
That was a giggle.
Really?
Okay. Just now. Just right. Now. I give you...
And
you get
that was
a, you
fake
get a 10
one.
A for 10 your fake giggle.
All right. So why are we giggling?
That's a good question. We're not women. At least not both
We're
of
not
us.
Women.
I'm sorry. This. I think we need to know the
that's
context
good,
of the question.
That's a good lesson not to collectivize. It's true that we are not women. One of us
is a woman and the other one is not. Unless Sally's going to make a guest appearance tonight. No, she's not. Mike has this wonderful ability to switch back and forth. Different sides of the team. Or
very rarely.
Different sides of the fence.
Like annually.
I hate it when people refer to genders or like sexual orientations as like the team.
Well,
you know?
Take one for the team, join the other team.
Yeah, she joined the other team or she's playing for the other team or whatever. As an aside, it's just so sickening how prevalent sports metaphors are in our culture. Have you ever noticed that? God. Like, sports is basically a big simulation of war, right? It's like these arbitrary, based on the arbitrary geographical location where you were born, you're supposed to support and like one specific team of big burly men aggressing against the other group of big burly men.
Well, there are women in sports, but it's the same problem of geographic arbitrariness and liking one team over another, and it's really just a big distraction.
I'm really talking about football, the favorite American sport, you know, like the one that everybody likes, and maybe baseball too, to a lesser extent, and basketball, but I think football's probably the big one. Yeah, and then of course there's all the status nonsense at the beginning of the game. You got to say the national anthem. Sometimes they have prayers that they say too.
Whatever.
You have to like pray to the flag.
If someone derives entertainment from sporting events, more power to them. But otherwise, I think sporting events are a huge detraction from everything else in life.
Yeah.
Work and play and love and time with your kids and, you know, other entertainment and progress and learning. And, because all you're doing is watching other people do things.
Watching other people be violent.
Be violent.
And endorsing and cheering for the violence.
Yeah,
really?
I mean, go look at, you know, why do people watch NASCAR for the accidents? And why do people watch hockey for the blood?
There was somebody who said, like, you know, compared it to the gladiators. I guess that's maybe a little extreme, but, like, really, what does it say about a society that loves to watch violent sports and that's, like, the highest form of entertainment? That's, like, what everybody wants to do on the weekends is watch a bunch of people beat each other up.
Yeah, look at Thanksgiving where the stereotypical household is the family gets together and the man spends, like, 10 hours all day watching football while the rest of the family does
their
thing.
The women cook, right?
or any man, you know, watching golf or football or whatever on any day of the year, just while other people clean and prepare and cook, this person, you know, the man is watching sports and not paying attention to his wife. She comes in to ask a question, and he's all like, whatever.
Get me a beer.
Yeah. That's not everyone. That's a stereotype, but still.
But, yeah, I think that kind of exists based on a little bit of truth.
How did we start getting into the topic in 30 seconds, then getting out for 3 minutes?
That's a good question. I don't know. But, you know, Mike, we just have so much to talk about together.
Yes.
Oh, because I said we are not women.
That's right.
I think that was what all started this whole thing. So should we actually get to the question? How do people ask us their own questions if they want to
Well, this question was asked via email. Yes. And if you want to ask an email question, you can send it to questions@porktherapy.com. P-O-R-C therapy.
.com.
Right.
Which is also our URL for our website. And you can also call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
And just record your question on our voicemail and we'll play it on an episode.
Yes, indeedy.
Excellent.
Yes. Yeah, so this question, without further ado, Mike, I got a football game to watch.
Make it quick. Without further ado or undo.
Okay. So our question asker writes in and says, been loving the podcast. Don't stop giggling, Stephanie. It is my favorite part of the show. Wow. What does that say about our show? We must not be saying much of substance if the giggling is his favorite part. I think actually... Oh, I'll finish reading the question first before I expound on it. Okay, so they say giggling is their favorite part of the show. And then he goes on to say, you don't giggle as much as you do on She Talk Live, though. And as an aside, She Talk Live is once a month. There's a Sunday co-host-only edition of Free Talk Live, which is a podcast and radio show that I've been listening to for several years. Mike, I think, has listened to it, too, for quite
many
a while.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a very long-running and famous liberty-oriented talk show.
You're on it once
a
month as the main host.
Yes, yes. At least once a month, I have my own... Not really my own, because, of course, it's Ian and Mark's show, but it's hosted by me once a month with some of my female cohorts, and we do a show called She Talk Live, affectionately nicknamed, because it's all female hosts, which is unusual, because usually...
It's also unusual, because the regular show isn't called He Talk Live.
That's true. That's true. I knew we were going to have some criticism for that name. It's really just to differentiate it, because...
Yes.
Usually on almost every other show, and this was especially true in the past, although now they have more females on, but in the past, I used to call it Free Rooster Live. Because there were just so many men, and there were like almost never females on the show. That was my opinion.
That's very funny. Yeah. But let's get back to the question.
Okay. Okay. So then the question asker
goes on. Stop giggling and get back to the question.
Okay, so the question actually says, why do women giggle more when they are together? And then goes on to say, hey, here's a question. I was listening to the Complete Liberty podcast about gender roles, and actually, I think the question asker made a mistake. Maybe he heard it on the Liberty Radio Network and thought that it was Complete Liberty because Wes Bertrand was on it, but it was actually the School Sucks podcast, and that's hosted by Brett, and his website is schoolsucksproject.com.
And
check it out.
We'll link to it in the show notes.
Yes, we sure will on our own website, porktherapy.com.
That's right.
So the question asker says he was listening to the podcast about gender roles. How does the learned attribute of acquiescence in women relate to their propensity to giggle? Interesting question.
Yes. Let me talk about the first question. Why do women giggle more when they are together?
Yes.
And presumably he means when there are multiple women together, they tend to giggle more than when women are alone or with guys.
Sure.
Now... It seems obvious to me that when you have more than one person together, there will be more giggling than if their person is alone.
Yes.
Because there's, you know, how could someone surprise someone oneself with a joke or with a pun or something?
Yes.
But if you're with someone and they surprise you, you're going to giggle.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you're with someone, if you're together with someone, there's more chance of giggling than if you're alone. Now,
I've heard that's actually the reason for giggling is like it's a reaction to something unexpected.
Okay.
Like that's humor, basically.
Well, right.
Humor is something unexpected.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Essentially.
Or at least it's a huge portion. So, but do you think it's true that women giggle more when they're with other women than they do when they're with men?
Boy, that's a loaded question. I don't know. I mean, I do tend to giggle a lot on She Talk Live, although I've been thinking about why I giggle, and I think some of it is definitely nerves. You know, I giggle.
So if you were on the radio show with two guys, you might giggle as much because you're
nervous. Well, at one point, I was on the radio with two guys. I had Brett from School Sucks and Gardner Goldsmith from Liberty Conspiracy Podcast.
On an episode of Free Talk Live.
And it was very stressful because that was the day of Pumpkin Festival in Keene, at the studios in Keene. And, you know, I was trying to get to the studio on time. I like to get there about 40 minutes before the show starts. But that day, there was a lot of traffic because Pumpkin Fest was happening.
There's like 20,000 people in the...
No, I think I've heard it like 60,000
people in the streets of this small town, so it's very crowded.
Yeah, so the traffic was horrendous, and I was rushing to get there on time, and I somehow took a wrong turn or there was a detour or something like that. And I made it to the studio only like 10 minutes before the show started. And so I was trying to, you know, get everything set up and do mic checks and get everything sorted out. And also one of the co-hosts was also running late. So I was all stressed out. And at the beginning of the show, I noticed myself really giggling a lot. And I definitely think that was due to just nervousness.
Interesting. Well, but then are you implying that when there are multiple women in a group together, they're more nervous because they giggle a lot?
No, I don't think it's because of nervousness when see, I hate to fall into these gender generalizations too, but the point of that story was I think I giggled a lot during the beginning, but then as I became less nervous, I giggled less on that show. So for me, I think some of it is absolutely nervousness. And maybe that happens because when you giggle or when you hear someone else giggling, kind of are more likely, it's kind of infectious, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're more likely to giggle yourself. You might maybe empathize with them a little bit more. What do you think about that?
It could be.
I don't know.
It might just lighten the mood or be an attempt.
It lightens the mood, sure.
I know someone who, when he hears something uncomfortable, tends to giggle. Like, I'm building a house, and if he heard that, if he heard me say, I'm going to build it with this kind of wood and this kind of thing, and that's, you know, very non-traditional and probably risky or something like that, he started giggling.
Huh. So he was giggling in that place to show his disapproval?
I'm not.
And maybe diffuse your anger?
He claims that it's nervous laughter. Like, obviously you can do what you want, Mike, and I would do it differently, and I'm not sure if that's going to work for you, but all he does is giggle instead. He's said
that
afterwards.
Maybe he's giggling because it's unexpected. Like, he didn't expect you to say, I'm going to build my house out of balsa wood. Right?
Could be. Maybe.
Why do I giggle on She Talk Live? Well, honestly, a lot of the time it's because Carla is so damn funny. Like, she is funny. When sometimes she'll say these things and I just crack up. And a lot of it is because, again, it goes back to like the kind of philosophical root of humor is something unexpected or something that's out of the ordinary. So a lot of times I think it's because of that. I don't really think it has much to do with the estrogen floating around in the room.
I really don't know. I don't know if it's true that women giggle more in groups of women than they do when they're mixed with men and women. But if it were true, I would guess that it is based on gender, like women together when no men are around can make fun of men and giggle about it. Like,
I don't do that.
No, I'm not saying you do it. I'm saying it's possible. That's one possible reason. If it's even true.
I don't know. I think if it were true, here's my theory. Yeah. I think it would have something to do with traditional gender roles, which gets at the second part of this question asker's question. I mean, this is kind of a lighthearted question, but it's actually quite serious, like when you dig into it a little bit, because I think that giggling is a little bit of a sign of submissiveness, or kind of agree with me, or kind of
acquiescence.
I don't know about acquiescence, but trying to get the other person to laugh with you, maybe trying to diffuse tension in a situation, and that goes with exactly what we talked about on this School Sucks podcast that the question asker was referencing, which is that, you know, women kind of learn these things from culture that they're supposed to be putting their own needs second and acquiescing to authority figures and being obedient, and also to be people pleasers, to fit in, to be the person in the room that's holding everyone together, to prevent fighting, to prevent any kind of conflict, to diffuse any kind of negativity. I think all of those things are taught to women by the family, by religion, and by government schools and other aspects of culture.
Mm-hmm.
And we discussed this in detail on the School Sucks podcast, which we'll reference in our show notes. But I think giggling is part of that, because when somebody hears a woman giggle, he used the word giggle, not laugh, right?
Yeah.
Giggle is cute. Giggle is endearing. Giggle is almost young and innocent sounding, right?
Yep.
So when you hear...
implying, yeah.
When you hear a sound like that, it's not like a hearty laugh. It's not a scoff, like, which implies scorn or something like that. A giggle is something that, you know, you want to join in with, and it's very lighthearted, it's very innocent, it's very submissive, it's like a little girl giggling, right?
It sounds like it.
Yeah. So I think that does play a role in the sort of acquiescence gender role that women are taught by culture.
So you're saying that All right, the question again. How does the learned attribute of acquiescing in women relate to the propensity to giggle? And you're saying it's like a tool of acquiescence. It's a tool that women have learned to use to...
diffuse conflict.
Diffuse the conflict.
To get people on their side, to be people pleasers, to fit in. All of those roles, it fits them very well. And perhaps, now that I'm hearing this question, this is very interesting because I'm thinking about... am I just playing into this traditional gender role, basically, by continuing to giggle? How ironic was that? Because I think of myself as someone who likes to challenge those things, but...
you always learn new stuff about yourself. I mean, as much as self-reflection as I've done, there's things about myself, habits and philosophies, that I just don't realize I have yet. Mm. And when they're brought to my attention for some reason, like I'm a co-host on a podcast and they talk about it, I might be enlightened for the first time and start to make changes. So maybe that's what's going on. If it's true, I don't know.
I don't know. This is really food for thought. I think it actually does kind of play into that a little bit. I mean, now that I think about this, a lot of people have commented about my laughter or giggling or whatever it is. Probably more like giggling.
You're guffawing?
It's not even a guffaw. It's a tee-hee. Not tee-hee, but...
it's a giggle.
It's that. So... somebody commented that, we should make a drinking game out of She Talk Live. Every time Stephanie giggles, you take a drink, which means, they're noticing that I giggle a lot. There have been people who have emailed us on Pork Therapy saying, oh, I love to listen to Stephanie's giggle. Yeah. And, she giggles so much. And I really wonder if I'm just really playing into that trap and I'm making myself sound less serious than I want to be.
That's actually... kind of a separate reason. Again, maybe some women or people giggle as kind of a self-demeaning. Like, hey, I just presented an idea, and I'm going to giggle it away in case you guys think it's a silly idea. I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah, because I don't really have that much confidence in myself or in my own ideas.
No, I don't think that's true for you. Yeah. Well, I think you're very intelligent and very confident, but maybe you don't like conflict. So maybe you that's giggle true. Away the potential of conflict with your idea.
I think I do. And apparently it's effective. No, just kidding. But there, I just did it again.
No, well, there's a difference between a giggle and a laugh.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is interesting.
This is very
interesting.
Although,
with all this stuff that I'm finding interesting, I'm not really noting any difference between genders and giggling.
Well, I don't think this is specific to women. Maybe it's an individual thing. I don't think it's really a gender-wide...
Do you know men who giggle?
Men who giggle. Let's think about this. Men who giggle.
I was going to say...
Very seldom.
What do men do for, small, cute laughter? Do they do anything?
They don't giggle, that's for sure. What do they do for small, cute laughter? They kind of chortle or...
chortle.
Chuckle.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not described as a giggle.
Now we should look up how many synonyms to laughter there are. Well, I guess we didn't really answer the question because we don't know, or I don't know, why women, or even if women tend to giggle more when they're with other women.
Yeah, I can't. I find it hard to answer that question.
Yeah.
I think it's an individual thing. I think every individual is different, but...
I would have to believe that men giggle, too. Maybe it just sounds different than tee-hee-hee. See, I can't even do it in the right
audience. But then it's not a giggle. Again, this is
That's
like...
That's a giggle is
What's a giggle? I think men... yeah, men chuckle, men laugh, men snort, men... men guffaw, even. I guess women can guffaw, too, but now we're off on a tangent.
Yeah.
I think there are many different reasons why women could giggle that would fit into those traditional gender roles that we discussed on the School Sucks podcast.
That is absolutely a possible reason.
And that's a really good point and very astute observation that I'm really glad you emailed in to discuss, question asker.
Open
so I want to thank you very much. I'm going to think about this more, and maybe you will see me reduce my frequency of giggling on the show or on She Talk Live, but don't count on it.
Well, thanks for the question.
One more. Mike, would you say it's fair? I listen to a lot of podcasts. I know you don't typically listen to a lot of audio, but...
Right.
There are shows out there that do not the same thing that we do, but kind of talk about personal freedom and do similar sounding stuff to us. But every other show that does this, or something remotely similar, because we like to talk about personal freedom on our show, right. Applying the ideas of liberty to your personal life and focusing on relationships, which are the foundation of a voluntary society. So there are other shows that kind of do this as well, but they all present it in a very serious tone.
Hmm.
There is no giggling involved. Absolutely none. And we do it with we never almost have a straight face. I mean, we're always giggling, laughing.
I don't know if I'm giggling, although I would.
No, you're not, because you're a man, and men don't giggle.
Oh, whatever.
It's in the gender roles, Mike.
So, but
Sally could
but
giggle.
All the humor that we present in here, I do it for two reasons. One, it's fun for me, and two, I think it would make our information more, not information, our show, our more appealing
our content.
Not really the content, but it would make people more want to listen.
Yes.
Not necessarily accept it more, but I would rather listen to some people talking and laughing and having fun about a topic than I would listening to two people discuss it calmly and sedately like robots, even if it's the same topic. And you know what? Yeah. Even if they're not robotic, even if they're not robotic, if it's serious, it might just get boring to me.
Yeah, it might get boring, or it might get depressing, you know, kind of sad.
Yeah. Giggling about sad?
I'm hopeless, Mike. I am so entrenched in these traditional gender roles.
Well, habits are incredibly hard to break.
Boy.
In fact, maybe that could be an episode.
Yeah, maybe that could be.
I've tried, and I've succeeded sometimes and failed others to break habits.
Oh, boy, yeah. Well, question asker, thank you for that. We've certainly got some stuff to think about.
Gave us a lot to giggle about.
Yes, given us a lot to giggle about. And we hope you enjoy the show despite the frequency of the giggles. And we hope you keep listening and give us your thoughts if you have thoughts about this issue. If
you can go to our website and comment on this episode, or you can call us or email us.
Absolutely. Call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Leave us a voicemail. Or as our theme song says, you can leave a joke, comment, or something more.
Or a giggle.
Or a giggle. Absolutely.
You can
give us your giggles.
That'd be so funny if a bunch of people called in and recorded a giggle and we just played them all. That'd be awesome.
That would be cool. I would like that.
Or you can email us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Yes, indeed. What else can they do? Go
they
find us on Twitter, Facebook.
You can get a unicycle and roll down a hill while juggling, but...
Wow.
You can do infinite number of things.
Are you going to do that at Porkfest next week?
I'm not going to do that. I would giggle and I'd fall.
Yeah,
all right,
it does kind of throw you off kilter. Thanks for listening. And until next time, laughter is the best medicine.
And giggling is the second best.
Something like that, yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective, oh. And did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.